and for Brian and Larry.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by IKEA. Rain is in the forecast today, and rain is in the forecast tonight, and that could mean a change of plans on the National Mall.
As of right now, we've always been able to get the firework display off on the 4th of July.
If this forecast holds, might be a bit tougher this year for Lieutenant James Murphy and the Park Police to keep that streak alive. He says they'll make the call sometime this evening before the scheduled 9:09 start time. If the weather starts posing a public safety risk this afternoon, they may enact the safe haven plan, moving people into nearby museums. And should they need to move the show, it'll be to tomorrow night, the 5th, with a somewhat smaller operation.
Not as many medical facilities. It's more of an open venue, and that is the rain plan if the fireworks do not go off.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro, meanwhile, is stopping its safe track work for one day only to help people celebrate Independence Day.
When the fireworks end, expect a rush to Metro.
If you can, choose a station other than Smithsonian and just walk a slight distance, like Federal Triangle.
That's Metro spokesperson Dan Stassel. Metro is stopping safe track for the holiday. It will run regular service on all lines from 7 a.m. to midnight.
The riders are clear no later than 10:30 or 11. It takes about an hour or so for us to do that.
If there is a rain delay, Metro will push its planned safe track work an extra day. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you're planning to try and watch the fireworks with a beer or two or more, tonight you can get a free ride home.
Drunk driving deaths tend to spike on Independence Day, and Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program says that's why they're once again offering the Sober Ride Program.
So what we'll be doing is at 10 p.m. on Independence Day until 4 a.m. the following day, anybody of legal drinking age, which is 21, can dial a simple number, 1-800-200-TAXI, and be afforded a safe and a sober way home.
The ride covers a taxi fare of up to $30, and that number again, 800-200-TAXI. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
How big a party day is the 4th of July this year? Well, we can get some idea by checking out what people say they're buying.
A new survey of just over 1,000 Americans by Retail Me Not found that 73% said they'd be buying groceries and celebrating at home for Independence Day and plan to spend an average of $89. However, a handful are planning bigger get-togethers, with 4% saying they planned on spending more than $250 for their 4th of July festivities. The 4th is also a good time to get grilling supplies purchased. 28% said they would either buy a new grill, fill their propane tank, get a bag of charcoal, or take home some grilling tools. And what about booze? 55% of Millennials and Generation Xers are planning to drink this holiday weekend, but just 4 in 10 of baby boomers said they will do the same. I'm John Stolness.
Hillary Clinton supporters are expressing their confidence that the Justice Department investigation into her use of a personal email system will end soon, with her being cleared.
The probe into Clinton's private email server could turn on whether classified or sensitive information was mishandled and made vulnerable to hackers. Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a potential Clinton running mate, on CNN's State of the Union.
We're going to be seeing an investigation closing up, and I think she, like most Americans, wants this thing to be concluded and so we can move beyond it and focus on the real issues of this campaign.
Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, another possible VP pick for Clinton, on ABC was confident.
I think that there won't be an indictment, and I think that means that she did what many secretaries of state have done in the past.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 4,863. Sports, the Nationals maintain a five-game lead in the NL East with another win over the Reds. The Mariners complete the four-game sweep of the Orioles. NBA, the Wizards reportedly pick up point guard Trey Burke from Utah for a 2021 draft pick. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Of our men and women in uniform.
All of the folks who built this country and made it great.
Proud to celebrate America.
America is a free country, and I love it for that.
This is WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Good morning to you. 95 in Virginia, northbound at the Beltway. We have a disabled vehicle. It's on the shoulder. As for the Beltway itself, the inner loop, the outer loop moving along quite well. The GW Parkway, north and southbound, no serious delays. Route 50, eastbound, westbound, no problems at all. And the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in either direction, no serious delays at the moment. This report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out that junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some early patchy fog, steadier rain for the afternoon. Thunder possible and the rain could be heavy. We'll top out around 75. Rain with thunderstorms possible tonight. Low 71. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Chantilly, 66 in Waldorf, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. At least four are dead, 25 injured in a truck and bus collision in Florida. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Desperado.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Allison Porter, last year's winner on The Voice, also known for her role in Curly Sue back in 1991, and the John Hughes film. Allison joins us now. Welcome, Allison, to WMAL. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So when I found out I was going to be interviewing you, my daughter in particular was really excited because she absolutely loved Curly Sue. I know that was a long time ago, but like a lot of child actors, you had your battles before an amazing triumphant return, winning The Voice with your coach, Christina Aguilera. There's a lot of folks listening right now who could learn from your journey going from a child star to, of course, alcohol issues, to where you are now, which is an immense success. You're a successful singer, a mom, and a businesswoman as well. What helped you recover from those darker days?
You know, a lot of hope and a lot of support. But most of all, I think, you know, you never know where you're going to end up. You never know where the roads are going to lead you. And I think, you know, everybody has their share of trials and tribulations. And, you know, mine were no different. And I think, you know, with time and with maturity and, you know, with a lot of grace, I was able to come out of that and move into a different place in my life. And I always believed that that would happen. And I think that that was the most important thing to me, was just, you know, to keep on trucking, so to speak, and keep trying. And I knew at some point, you know, something would change, and it was me, and then everything else sort of followed suit. So
sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you just have to have a little faith, right?
Absolutely, yes.
What was it like to work with Christina Aguilera, and talk about your overall experience on The Voice?
Oh my gosh, Christina is a dream come true. She was so incredible. We got very lucky because not only did we bond over music, but we bonded over life and children and balancing career with motherhood, and our personalities just flow with one another. So I was very, very hesitant to choose her as a coach because I thought I would just be so intimidated the whole time because, hello, Christina Aguilera. And it just didn't go that way. We bonded instantly, and it was incredible. And really, the voice was the most amazing experience, I mean, other than having children, I've ever had in my life. It's such an incredible platform for artists and people who, you know, are more than just singers. For you know, even for me, at the end of the show, I was able to sing a song that I wrote. So it was a dream come true. It was really the most incredible reintroduction to the business for me, and I'm so grateful for it.
When you came out, I've got to tell you, after winning The Voice and you sang to your daughter, I have to tell you, I'm tearing up right now as we talk about it. There was not a dry eye in my house. And you are, in addition to all of your other accomplishments, you're also founder of an online support group for moms. Talk about the little mamas.
Oh my gosh, Mamas is so awesome. It started just from a Facebook message between me and a couple of girlfriends who were pregnant at the same time. We all sort of had the same due date, and then we kind of convinced one of our other friends who had older kids to come in and sort of be our mentor. And slowly but surely, we formed a private Facebook group, and it's now almost 4,000 women. There's always a waiting list, and our whole motto and everything is just non-judgmental parenting. Really, it's a support group. There's no right or wrong way to do motherhood, and it's just an incredible place for women to feel safe and be able to ask any question. Nothing is off topic. We talk about everything. So, and we formed a blog from that, and we have different moms who, you know, who blog for us, and we have a lot, we call them mamapreneurs, you know, moms who have businesses that are, you know, trying to sort of be stay-at-home moms and also have a career, and it's just an incredible place for mothers.
I want to throw some names at you. Roberta Flack, Dolly Parton, Ray Charles, Neil Diamond, and Barry Manilow. These are just some of the folks who have played at Capitol Fourth over the years, and now you are playing tonight as well with no pressure, hundreds of thousands watching in person and millions more on TV. That has to be an amazing feeling. Do you get nervous as you run up to these kinds of concerts?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I get nervous for everything. I'm nervous right now. but you know, it's good energy. It's good nerves. And I just feel very honored and very blessed. I actually sang on the steps of the Capitol when I was 6 years old. I sang This Is My Country. And so almost 30 years later, I'm singing again. I'm just honored to be a part of such a great event.
Now, these days, you're also working on your first major label release, correct? How would you describe the music that you are working on, and when are we going to be able to hear it?
Oh, my gosh. I hope soon. You know, we don't want to rush. We want to make an incredible album, and I'm also a songwriter, so we're in the writing process now. You know, I'm making a pop record. I'm making a powerhouse female empowerment record. I'm taking a cue from my coach and, you know, digging into who I truly am and writing, you know, from the heart. And I think, you know, we're still cultivating the sound and we're seeing what works and what doesn't. And I hope to have something out really soon. But for right now, we're just really in the process of creating, and it's been incredible to write and produce and, you know, figure out what the sound is going to be, and it's going to be an amazing record. The few songs that we have written and have gotten already are just awesome.
Allison, good luck tonight. Can't wait to hear you.
Thank you.
All right, and you can hear Allison tonight, PBS, from 8 to 9:30. It is the Capitol 4th of July concert. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. We'll return next.
Gonna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again on Blue Bayou. Saving saving times, working till the sun don't shine.
Yeah, that is Allison Porter. She's going to be playing at the Capitol Fourth concert tonight. And one of the things that I just absolutely love about my job, and there's a lot of them,
is talking to people like Alison Porter and other musicians that I've had the honor and the privilege of interviewing over the past, it's hard to believe, 30 years. And one of the things that is always so refreshing is when they are so modest, they're so polite, and they're so engaging. Because, folks, I've met some that are not that way. And so when I am able to speak with someone as like Alison Porter, who has gone through an awful lot, I mean, she went through alcoholism, and she went through just, let's just say, a lot of things. And now she has seemingly fully rebounded from her issues that she had earlier in her life. And so it is fantastic to see that she is going to be singing tonight at the big concert. It is right now 6:15 on WMAL. Let's take a look at traffic now. It's time for the Traffic and Weather Together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. We have one problem on 95. It's northbound at the Beltway in Virginia, a disabled vehicle. It is on the shoulder, but be aware of it nonetheless. As for mass transit, starting at 7 this morning, Metro Rail will be on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon, and then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. As for Metro Bus, on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall all day, and do look for numerous street closings during the parade. For example, the 3rd Street, 9th Street, and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. However, the 9th and 12th Street tunnels will be shut down during the 4th of July parade. And one of the street closures you should be aware of, Constitution Avenue, closed from 3rd Street to the 14th Street area northwest. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, all eyes are on the sky. High near 75. Rain continues today. But what is going to happen tonight? Rain and lightning and thunder possible. Big question is, will we get the Capitol 4th concert and fireworks in? Right now, it is 68 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Brian and Larry. It is my honor to be in for Brian and Larry today. The phone number is always 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. One of the things that we can always look forward to, and I guarantee you, that Brian and Larry may be talking about this tomorrow or in the next couple of days. We're going to start to hear all of the things that went awry tonight, because it is, as we all know, the 4th of July. And last year, they had the most injuries that they've ever had. 15 years, they had the most injuries. Last year was the worst year for fireworks. And I got to tell you, I think part of the problem is, and I'm going to go over some of these things that have happened, but I think part of the problem is that people just seem to be getting dumber. And as fireworks and technology both are becoming more and more advanced, people are figuring out ways to just be more stupid. 11 people died in 2015 using fireworks, this new report shows. 11,900 people were taken to the hospital with fireworks-related injuries. About 67% of those injuries occurred in the 30 days before and after 4th of July celebrations. That is, as they say, a sobering reminder as this year's holiday approaches. Now, I've got to tell you, I have read story after story of people that have accidentally done things like, oh, I don't know, blown fingers off. You know, they talk about all of the terrible things that have happened to people. Of the 11 deaths, 9 involved people misusing reloadable fireworks, often trying to hold them up, hold them when they get fired, when they fire off, and so that hurts their head or their hands. The other 2 deaths involved homemade fireworks, which are often packed with more explosive power than is allowed under law. See, it is true. A lot of these things happen because people are just stupid. Teenagers ages 15 and 19 had the highest rates of injuries, followed by children ages 5 to 9. And they say that it's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. But hands and fingers were the most injured body parts, 32%, followed by head, face, and ears, an estimated 25%, eyes, an estimated 16%, and on it goes. I have a show Facebook page, and if you happen to be on Facebook, you got to find it. It's the Dan Mandis Show. And I have posted a picture of a guy who thought it would be smart and he's in, I believe it's China, and he thought that it would be really smart to hook up a sparkler to his shower head, and I kid you not, folks, literally take a shower underneath the sparkler. Yes, indeed, that is what he thought would be a really smart thing to do. And so you can hear him sort of scream a little bit when he realized, oh yeah, the sparkler and all the little sparkly stuff that comes out, it's actually hot. And the guy falls in the bathroom, he falls in the bathtub, falls on his butt, and he struggles to get out of the way. It's really funny, but what they point out, and I guess it's funny just because it's so stupid, but I think the bigger point is this, and the experts will point this out, is that the problem is that with technology and with YouTube and with all of these different social media, people are trying to out-dumb each other. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the fire challenge, and I'm sure you've heard of the archery challenge, and I'm sure that you've heard of all of these different, as they say, challenges that happen on YouTube and happen on social media. Well, fireworks is the same thing. And so this guy is, of course, going viral because he is taking a shower underneath a sparkler. Again, you can see that on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page on Facebook, of course. And what they tell you to do, though, in case you yourself don't want to blow off any fingers, here are some don'ts as far as fireworks go for tonight. Now, what's astonishing to me is that we actually have to tell people this. We have to tell people, hey, try to avoid firing your fireworks into a crowd. Try not to put any firework of any kind into any part of your body, which is something that a lot of people get injured doing. Okay, so don't put them anywhere that's, let's just say, covered by pants. Sorry, don't put any fireworks of any kind of part of your pet's body. Yes, there are people that try and involve pets in fireworks, and I'll be honest with you, that never ends well. Don't light fireworks in a grassy, combustible field, no kidding. And finally, don't light fireworks in your home, near gasoline, or inside a car. And again, you would think that that would go without saying, but unfortunately, sometimes not. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. The phone number, 888-630-9625, 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
You know what? Let's all take a step back, take a deep breath. Market volatility and fluctuation is something that's been a part of the market for years. But at the same time, we need to have an awareness of how these micro changes could impact your retirement.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
6:25, time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. In Virginia, we're keeping tabs on northbound 95 right at the Beltway. We do have a disabled vehicle. It's on the shoulder, but be aware of it nonetheless. The Beltway, no problems on the inner loop or the outer loop. However, we are beginning to see some building volume southbound on 270 between 70 and 109. It's a 15-minute trip. And southbound from 70 to 121, a 19-minute commute. As for the George Washington Parkway, we have no serious delays here. This traffic report brought to you by Here Maps, the free app that helps you beat the jam with live traffic info and public transit schedules. Get it now at here.com/commute. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 68 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL. I am in for Brian and Larry. The phone number, 888-630-WMAL. 888-630-9625. It is Mornings on the Mall. You know, it's really interesting. I have had so many opportunities over the years to go to big fireworks festivals and festivities like what's happening down on the mall tonight. And I've got to tell you, I thought it was interesting. A new survey has come out, and I'm not going to bore you with the details right now, but the survey says that the majority of people hate going out. Now, it's interesting because when you watch what's happening out on the mall tonight, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of people, not only here, but all across not only America, but around the world. And what's interesting is that this new survey shows that the majority of us would much rather, and I mean majority of us, would much rather stay home and watch it on TV, which is kind of stunning. I think what happens is, and maybe you can relate to this, maybe you can't, but I'm 48 years old, and I have found that as I get older, I've realized, to be perfectly honest, that the older that I get, the more I want to stay home. So I don't know if it's a thing with age or whatever it is, but I will share that to study with you coming up here on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, 888-630-WMAL,
6:30, 96:25. Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
.629 here on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Hey, coming up in the next 30 minutes, a really disturbing story that you need to know about. It's a teenage girl who encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself. It is a story that is a really indicative of what is going on within social media today. That and a whole lot more, including when diversity goes awry. Got a lot more coming up next here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Iraqi authorities keep raising the death toll from yesterday's truck bombing in Baghdad, now saying more than 200 were killed in the attack for which ISIS has claimed responsibility.
In fact, they are still finding bodies in these buildings around me. And what was particularly devastating about this bomb, which we believe was in a refrigerator truck just in the street behind me, was that when it went off, it set off fires in all the buildings around it. These buildings full of stores with clothing, perfume, other flammable materials.
Correspondent Ben Wiedemann. Now, recent terror attacks around the world, including in Baghdad yesterday, have put U.S. authorities on higher alert today for 4th of July festivities around the country.
You can bet that police across the country in very close contact with federal agencies to assess the latest intelligence stream. Everybody is concerned about a possible terror attack, even though there's no credible evidence.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick reporting. Hundreds of thousands are expected to line the banks of Boston's Charles River to watch the fireworks and the Boston Pops Orchestra perform. But in Hartford, Connecticut, the fireworks show has been canceled because the mayors of Hartford and East Hartford say they can't justify the $100,000 expense. A bizarre accident in New York's Central Park has seriously injured an 18-year-old college student from Fairfax County.
His foot's all but detached. His friends claim he was just walking down the rocks and stepped on something.
Authorities say Connor Golden lost part of his leg when he apparently stepped on some kind of fireworks or explosives left on the rocks in Central Park. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the Nasdaq at 48,63. Sports, the Nats get a decisive win over the Reds. The Mariners complete the four-game sweep of the Orioles. And word is the Wizards have traded a 2021 draft pick for Utah Jazz point guard Trey Burke. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage.
Thank you.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these, but there could be a cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Chase Hinderstein and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First at the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Good morning. Keeping tabs on 95 in Virginia northbound at the Beltway. We do have a disabled vehicle. It's on the shoulder. 270 southbound between 70 and 121. It's a 19-minute trip, a little bit slower than normal. And southbound 270 between 70 and 109. It's a 15-minute trip. As for the Anacostia Freeway, no problems there. The Beltway, the inner loop, the outer loop, all looking quite well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Stafford, 66 in Beltsville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. My name is Dan Mandis. I'm in for Brian and Larry here on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. The phone number, as always, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We've got your traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, I've got to tell you, we are looking at some tough weather. Will we get the Capital Fourth events in? Let's keep our fingers crossed, and I hope you have an outstanding 4th of July. This is a disturbing story. However, I want to tell it to you, not because I want to be a Danny Downer here on the 4th of July, but because it is really important that you know what is going on via social media and what is going on that parents are completely blind to. Maybe you've heard of this story, maybe you haven't, but it is the story of 17-year-old Michelle Carter, who is now 18 years old, and her boyfriend, Conrad Roy. And it is such a disturbing story that at times, as a talk show host, you end up beyond words. Stories can be so frustrating and upsetting and unbelievable at times. But if you were on the jury, I would want to know if you would convict Michelle Carter, who is now 18 years old, but when she was 17 years old, for manslaughter charges. The reason why she is being charged with manslaughter is because she talked her boyfriend via text message and cell phone into committing suicide. Now, why would she do this? Why would a girl who has her whole life in front of her decide that she wanted to convince her boyfriend to commit suicide? Why would she do this? Well, because apparently she wanted attention. And if you read some of the text messages, and I'm going to go through some of this because it is a fascinating story. The scary thing is, and the sad thing is, it looks like the parents of Conrad Roy, the boyfriend that Michelle Carter convinced to commit suicide, had absolutely no idea this was going on. So this was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And Conrad Roy was having a really tough time in life. He was dating this girl, Michelle Carter. She was 17 years old. And he was constantly talking about committing suicide. And so she decided that she was going to help him commit suicide. She even researched methods that would make the event less painful and counseled him how to overcome his fears, all the while lying to police, lying to his family and her friends about his whereabouts before and after he poisoned himself with carbon monoxide in his pickup truck. And when you read these texts, and again, I'm not going to read all of them, obviously, but I'm going to read you some of the low points. Conrad texted to her, "Hey, how was your day?" Innocently enough. Michelle Carter, "When are you doing it?" Yeah, all he wanted to know was, "How was your day?" And she comes back with, "When are you doing it?" According to prosecutors, Carter's motive was to receive as much attention and sympathy as she could as a result of her boyfriend's death. Again, Carter, you can't think about it. You just have to do it. You said you were going to do it. Like, I don't get why you aren't. Conrad, I don't get it either. I don't know. Carter, so I guess you aren't going to do it then. All that for nothing. I'm just confused. Like, you were so ready and determined. Conrad, I'm going to eventually. I really don't know what I'm waiting for, but I have everything lined up. Carter, no, you're not, Conrad. Last night was it. You kept pushing it off, and you say you'll do it, but you never do. It's always going to be that way, and if you don't take action, you're just making it harder on yourself by pushing it off. You just have to do it. Do you want to do it now? She says. And this goes on and on and on. And it is an amazing story because you can feel sorry for, and I do feel sorry for this kid, Conrad. Clearly, and he was 18 years old, clearly he has a problem. Clearly he has emotional problems. Also, clearly, this girl, the 17-year-old Michelle Carter, has problems as well. The question is, and you get the idea, as I'm reading you these texts, clearly the question is, should she, by convincing him to commit suicide, and by talking him into committing suicide, as opposed to not helping him, should she be brought up on manslaughter charges? She continues on. It's probably the best time to do this right now, because everyone is sleeping. Just go somewhere in your truck. Go in your truck and drive into a parking lot somewhere, to a park or something. Do it like early. Do it like now. You're so hesitant, she says, because you keep overthinking it and you keep pushing it off. You just need to do it, Conrad. The more you push it off, the more it will eat at you. You're ready and you're prepared. All you have to do is turn the generator on and you will be free and happy. No more pushing it off. No more waiting. She also says, okay, I'm serious. Like, you can't even wait till tonight. You have to do it right now, after your walk. She was frustrated. Do you know why she was frustrated? Because Conrad decided that he was going to go out for ice cream with his sisters as opposed to committing suicide. And this girl, Michelle, decided that she was going to continue to badger him and continue to badger him and continue to badger him until he finally did it. He called her in a moment of desperation because he was scared to do what he knew. He wanted her. She wanted him to commit suicide. And so they spoke for, 43 minutes or so? Before he finally turned on that generator, and he did commit suicide. She didn't tell police where he was. She didn't help in any way, shape, or form. And so when police arrived on the scene, they found all of the text messages on his phone. They also saw that at the time of his death, roughly, there was a 43-minute conversation in which, clearly, obviously, if it was consistent with the text messages, she was trying to talk him into committing suicide. As a matter of fact, when they looked at the messages, you know what they found? They found that she had convinced him to get back into the truck after he fled the truck because he was scared. She told him to get him back in. And now they're talking about bringing her up on manslaughter charges. Should she be brought up on manslaughter charges, and should she be found guilty? What if you were on the jury? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should, too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
It is 6:45, time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, say hello to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you. Hello. Disabled vehicle, 395 northbound at Duke Street, Little River Turnpike. It's on the shoulder. The Beltway, the inner loop, and the outer loop moving along quite well, as is New York Avenue. No serious delays, and no serious delays now on 270 either. And keep in mind, starting in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock, Metro Rail will be on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon. Then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the nation's mall, the National Mall, all day long. And among the road closures, and there will be plenty of them, Constitution Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to 14th Street Northwest. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 68 degrees on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. And for Brian and Larry, they return tomorrow. Yeah, talking about this, Michelle Carter, 17 years old, now 18 years old, and Massachusetts and all across the country, a lot of folks asking if she should be brought up on manslaughter charges. And again, if you missed the past couple of minutes, she is a girl who literally convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide via text and also via a cell phone conversation while he was doing it. And the reason why she did it is because she wanted to be the center of attention. She wanted to be the girl that would have the boyfriend that killed himself. She wanted to be the person that everybody came to and tried to comfort. And I'll tell you what, we've heard stories like this before, but I've never heard a story, honestly, this evil, where she is, and I read you the text a few minutes ago, she was somebody who did everything that she could to make sure that he carried this suicide through. Now, ultimately, the debate is going to go like this. This is a kid, Conrad, the boyfriend. He truly is responsible for his own actions. This was back in a 2015-2016 version of, you know, when people in New York and other places, it's a skyscraper and people are yelling, go ahead and jump. And so there's a lot of people that are making the comparison between those two scenarios. But see, this to me is different because she is convincing him not from the street and somebody's up on a building. No, she is somebody who has been intimate with him. She is a friend of his. She is supposed to be a guiding light for this guy. He loved her. He really did. And so when he decided to kill himself, he was doing it because she was beckoning him to do it. So the question is, should he be, should she be held accountable for his death? Again, he is responsible for his own action. I agree, this is horrible. I really do want her to spend the rest of her life in jail. I really do, because I feel like she should. However, from a legal standpoint, I'm not sure if this one's going to hold up. But then you think about the bigger picture. Let's go beyond Michelle Carter and Conrad Roy, because you also have to think about the kids who are constantly bullied to death. And I'm sure we've talked about this before on the weekends here on WMAL with me when I am on the weekends. And we've talked about these kids who are bullied to death. And you think, okay, so what do we do about those kids who are bullied to death and who are bullying other kids to death on Facebook and on Snapchat and all of these other social media platforms? Because there are things like this going on all over the country. Now, granted, the story of Michelle and Conrad, this is an extreme situation. However, when you look at what's going on with kids today, this story, while extreme, is indicative of what is going on in social media itself. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And for Brian and Larry, the number, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
How'd you like to look forward to coming to work on Monday morning? Actually get excited about your job. At WMAL, some people here don't even consider this to be work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcasts. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WML is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, myself, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@wmal.com. That's 202-895-2444 or email sales@wmal.com.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the heart and vascular hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauve for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
655 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. No serious delays. The inner loop, or the outer loop, and the outer loop, I should say, of the Beltway moving along quite well, as is 270, both northbound and southbound. The BW Parkway in either direction, no serious delays. And the Bay Bridge, everything moving along quite well. But in just about 5 minutes or so, 7 o'clock, Metro Rail on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon, this 4th of July. And then after that, a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall all day. And among the road closures today that you can expect, Constitution Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to 14th Street, Northwest, and there are tons of others, so just be aware of that. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, and right now it is 68 degrees on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandes. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I'm in for Brian and Larry. The phone number, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Hey, coming up next, I have really been looking forward to speaking to Joe DiGenova. And Joe is going to talk with me about a whole bunch of different things, including the fact that, as we know, Hillary has now spoken to the FBI, what that means and what could be next. And also, why is the FBI asking police to withhold attack records related to the Orlando shooting? And how is it possible that the Colorado theater shooting victims are now being asked to pay $700,000 in legal fees? Those stories and more coming up on WMAL.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
There are important differences between the United States and most of the rest of the world, accountability in our government being one of them. When we find public officials have abused their offices for personal gain, we investigate them, and if convicted, we put them in jail. As a young FBI agent, I remember the investigation into a very powerful member of Congress from Illinois, Dan Rostenkowski. I remember the rumblings about Mr. Rostenkowski being too important to pursue, mainly because the Clintons needed him to pass single-payer health care. government-run health care didn't pass, and Mr. Rostenkowski went to jail. In his last year in office, President Bill Clinton pardoned him. Last week, President Clinton visited with the Attorney General in a private meeting on a tarmac in Arizona. Even Democrats are questioning the impropriety of that, considering Hillary Clinton is under investigation by the FBI, which is part of the Department of Justice. America is losing confidence in our important institutions. Shadowy meetings on airplanes aren't helping. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mattis, in for Brian and Larry. Got a lot coming up here in the next hour. David Drucker at 8.05 with the Washington Examiner with all the latest from the campaign trail. And coming up right after the news, it is